This call will be recorded for quality purposes.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Honey calling from Local Splash. Is this Giovanni?
Yes, ma'am. How may I help you?
Hi, Giovanni. Yes, the reason for my call is that your account was already reactivated on the 4th, and we wanted to go ahead and go over with your account, like the ones that we were not able to complete at first, your Facebook business page. Upon checking here, we have not received the necessary access yet to run your Facebook ads. Also, with the Google Business Profile, we haven't been given access or manager access to it yet, so we can start optimizing. Do you have time now so I can go ahead and walk you through?
I meant to give you a call. As far as like starting the process, what all is included? You mentioned Facebook, running ads on Facebook.
Yes, you have local SEO and Facebook ads as part of your campaign.
Okay. But what else is included?
Only the Facebook ads and then the local SEO.
Okay.
I did have a
website prior to this, but I stopped doing business with the other company.
We can actually create a website.
Okay, cool. What would the cost run up on that?
Oh, the website will be free. We can actually add it on your subscription for free. No problem with that.
All right, cool. So what would the total monthly fees be?
Okay, let me go ahead and check. So your total monthly fee is
$299.
$299. Mm-hmm. That is correct.
And as far as this month, I haven't checked my account. I'm not sure if I've been charged.
Mm-hmm.
If I've been charged yet.
Mm-hmm. When checking here, the first charge that we did to your account was back on June. Because it's 6, so June, March, April, May, June. June 3rd, and then as per the notes, you had an agreement with Catherine to reactivate your account on November 3rd. So we charged your account at $299 last November 3rd for account reactivation. And then, yeah, that's the only charge we made to your account. So first $299 on June, and then another $299 last November 3rd. For account reactivation.
Okay, I don't think I had updated my account. I don't know if I used prior to the first payment I did, I had used my brother's account. So I don't wanna.
Sure. I can go ahead and help you out. We can go over with all your account information here, just to make sure that we get it updated to the latest ones. And then from there, we can go ahead because you don't have a website yet, so we will be adding the website as like I mentioned, since you don't have a website anymore. And then we'll make sure that all the information here is updated as well. So, but you are Giovanni Miranda, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, on your preferred contacts, let me just open that one. So you have, let me see. Giovanni, 4498. Okay, there is another phone number here. The name is still Giovanni, but the number ending is 4498, so it's going to be 512-299-4498. Is this your other number?
Yes, ma'am, that's my number. That's my personal cell phone number.
Your cell phone number. Okay, but the business is under this number, the 4935. The one that I've called right now. Mm. 737-377-4935.
That's under
It's okay. That's actually the number I called right now.
Okay, cuz it goes into like a website where an app that just records and keeps on my the CRM, I think.
Hi, okay. Is this like a call tracking? Something like a mask number? We call this number and then it goes directly to your cell phone number?
Correct.
I see. Gotcha. I gotcha. But you still want to go ahead and use this number for your business?
I think I'll be good. Keep my personal business organized.
Okay, gotcha. So we will be keeping the phone number and the 4935 as your business number, so all your clients will be calling this number. Because please know, we also do offer, we do offer the call tracking feature. If you'd like us to, set that up, but it depends on you. If you want to continue using this number, it's fine, but I just wanted to inform you that we do have the call tracking feature as well. Like, we will be assigning you a number, the same thing as like this one. We'll assign you a local number, and then it will be like a mass number, and it will still go to your phone number once customers or people will be calling the 4935. Now, let me verify your address here, just to make sure we still get updated one. So we have here, okay. First, let me verify the business name. It would be Artistic Work Painting. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the address is 3906 Candy Drive. This is in Austin, Texas. Zip code would be 78749, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then let me check. So nothing has changed here. Okay, I think we are all set. The only thing that we will be adding would be the website for you. Let me go ahead and choose you a domain. I'll just go ahead and add the website to your products. So I can go ahead and choose a domain for you. Okay, so let's go ahead and select a website for you, purchase domain. Okay. All right. So we can actually go. We have different domains that we can use for you. We have artisticworkpainting.net. We can go ahead and include the location, which is Austin. So we can say artisticworkpaintingaustin.com. What else? The other ones are actually long, so I would highly suggest that we actually use our artisticworkpainting.net, because that's short and easy to remember, or we can use the artisticworkpaintingaustin.com. Which one would you like to choose?
It, Can you do artisticworkpaintingllc.com?
LLC, okay. On your business documents, do you have LLC?
I do have an LLC.
You do?
Yes, it's an LLC.
It's an LLC. Okay. Would you like us to go ahead and update your business name here just to make sure that we have the LLC included? Because it's crucial that on your documents and also on your business name that we have them the same, because later on, once on the Google Business Profile, it would be easier for us to go ahead, you know, and get verified if we have all the documents with the same information. So,
okay. I feel like I'm just, mm-hmm. Oh my God. I have no idea what I'm doing. So what I do, there's another company mm-hmm. that's working on the Google. So they're updating the Google. I guess they're going to give me a call sometime this month. Just to see if Google already approved and whatnot. I send them the documents and things like that. I feel like right now I'm like just stuck in the middle because there's two people that I'm working with, and one is offering the website. Well, I'm going with that for the website and the Google. The Facebook, running the Facebook ads and taking care of my Facebook account. But as for them, I guess they're doing the Google and taking care of the Google. I don't know if mm-hmm. I should just let them continue to do that, and just because they already started and I had already paid them, and then switch over to just y'all. So that way I'm not like running and paying two different companies to do two different things mm-hmm. when both of y'all can do the same thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm stuck in the middle, and I could be spending more than what I'm supposed to if I just stick to one company.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from. I did check here, and it looks like your Google Business Profile is not yet active. Because I did try to search it, and it's not active yet. I mean, we can actually go ahead and, you know, work on your Google account, but you have to gain us access now. If they won't allow us access, then we'll have to create a new one and then just basically have the other one, the duplicate, deleted. But, yeah, I don't think they did. I mean, they have your Google Business Profile verified because it's not showing, or it's not showing on Google Search yet or in Maps. So if we react,
I think it was getting verified. Mm-hmm. That's probably why you're not able to access
mm-hmm.
it. I did search it up once and it came up, but there wasn't any images or any info of the business. It just had the company name. But I guess I don't know if Google brought it down just because of it needed to be verified. But I assume that's the reason why it's not shown, just because it hasn't been verified.
Mm-hmm, that's correct. If a business Google Business Profile is not yet verified, it will not show on the Google Search and Maps. Now, please note that we will be requiring to go ahead and, you know, get access to it. Just wanted to clarify, so you wanted them to work on your Google Business Profile, and then we will work on your website and your Facebook ads as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think for right now, I think that'll be the right thing to do, just because they have already the information and they're working on it. So there is no contract with them, so I'm not obligated to sticking with them.
I see, but because of course, like I mentioned earlier, you would like be spending much if you have two companies. I mean, we can actually go ahead and help you out with your Google Business Profile. Because
okay.
It's already part of your subscription, yes.
Oh my God, I'm just making
it's okay. I mean, I feel
you.
I understand where you're coming from, but you know what? I just wanted to inform you, because we can go ahead and do your Google Business Profile. I mean, since it's not yet verified, we can go ahead and set up a new Google Business Profile for you, and then we will have it verified. If you are like creating a new, we have created one already, we can claim that one. Because it would be, because it's already part of your subscription with us, and you'll be paid for it as well. So we would really want to go ahead and, you know, maximize what you have paid for. So we can go ahead and do your website. We will run your Facebook ads, and we will do your Google Business Profile.
The Facebook ads, whatever the charge is that's separate from what the subscription.
Okay, let me go ahead and go over with your subscription. So you are paying $199. That is for your local SEO. And then there is $100 budget for your Facebook ads. So yes, it has a different budget already that's included in your package.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So just $100 for that, for the cost of the ads.
Yes, so $100 for the Facebook ads, and there's $199 for your local SEO.
And that's just
$299
for doing the Google. Yeah, the $199 is just for the Google and the website and just the work that you are doing.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
So would you like us to create a new Google Business Profile for you?
I don't know how it would affect it if they're already they're already starting the process of doing it. Let me check on my I have an account. I have on November 25th is whenever I have an appointment with them at 3 p.m. to go over
so maybe
the
to go over with your Google Business Profile. If we have created it and it's not verified yet, we can actually create one. Google will be definitely like inform us if there is an existing one, then we can go ahead and do, we will go ahead and claim that one. If it's already like verified, but if it's not verified, then we will have the one that we have created to get verified, and then they have the other to be deleted.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Yes. So, for example, the Google Business Profile that we have created is not yet verified, and then we will create a Google Business Profile and we'll have it verified. We can then replace the. We can have the other one, or it will be marked as duplicate, and then we will request for that one to be deleted. Or if, say, for example, that one has been verified already, but I don't think it is because it's not showing yet. Then we will go ahead and claim the other one. But it's best that we have a Google Business Profile created already, so we can go ahead and submit all the documents to Google and we can have it verified as soon as possible. Because, of course, our goal here is to make sure that your Google Business Profile is already live, and then we can start optimizing it. So we will be working on the rankings so that when customers go ahead and search for the service that you provide, we have the artistic work painting on the first page for the customer to check. Because that will give us a greater chance to go ahead and get clients or get customers.
Okay.
All right. So we will go ahead and create your Google Business Profile. right?
I mean, yeah, it seems like you. I guess I just got to call them and cancel my subscription with them.
Yeah, because, I mean, you already paid us, and it's, if your appointment with them is in November, like, 25th, that's pretty long time. We are still on the 5th of November. We don't want to waste time. That's 20 days delay. We could have your Google Business Profile verified by then and live already. So, yeah, I mean, let's go ahead and start working on your Google Business Profile. Let's create one. And then let's submit all the documents. We'll also work on your website. And then, yeah, we'll start your ads once we have access to your Facebook business page. Now, for the Facebook business page, are you the one who created it?
Yes, it's under, it's, yes, I'm the one that created it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we highly suggest that one so that you have the full ownership of it. Now, I'm going to go ahead and send you a link to go ahead. Oh, let me finish first with the website just to make sure I have already your website. So we are going to have artisticworkpaintingllc.com, correct?
Okay.
Okay. So let me just go ahead and select that one. Okay, perfect. So we will go ahead and start working on your website. And then, let me see. We will let you know once it's already live. Then let me go ahead and go over with the Facebook ads. So like, because we need access to the, or admin access to your Facebook business page so we can start running the ads as soon as possible. So let me just send you an email.
Can you update the card? Because I just texted my brother and he was the one that got charged for it.
Oh, okay. Let me see. But does he, you let him know that his card was already charged for this month?
I hadn't updated the card. I don't think I had updated with y'all. And I just wanted to make sure that he...
Yeah, not yet, Giovanni. The card that we have here on file is under George Miranda. The one, and it's a MasterCard ending in 7105.
Yeah, that's my brother.
Okay. So we will go ahead and update the information here. Okay, so the name that appears on your card is your name, George Miranda, right?
No, that's my brother.
Giovanni Miranda. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, Giovanni Miranda. Okay, and we will keep the business phone number at 737-377-4935. Address is 470. Oh, okay. We'll have to go ahead and update the address, right, and make it 36 Candy Drive. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so let me just update the address here. So this is still in Austin, Texas. Zip code is 78749. Okay. So your address is 3906 Candy Drive, Austin, Texas. Zip code is 78749. Okay. And then the card that you will be using is a MasterCard Visa Discover.
It's Visa. Let me go get it because I don't have it handy.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so this one is a visa. Okay. Okay, I'm ready. Can you read it to me in four? In groups of four, please.
4342-5802-2863-3798.
Okay, let me repeat that. 4342-5802-2863-3798, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and can you have the expiration date as well?
0728.
So that's going to be July 2028, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and the security or CVV, please?
627.
627, okay. Thank you. Let me just go ahead and update your information here. Okay, so I have successfully updated your billing information here. So on your next charge, which would be December 3rd, we will be charging this card, the one you just gave me. Okay. And then, all right, so let's go over with the Facebook ads now. Were you able to get the email I sent?
Yep. Let me check.
Okay, perfect.
Internet's kind of slow.
It's okay.
I got it.
All right. Oh, you already sent us the request?
Yes, I filled it out.
Oh. Oh, perfect. Yeah, we actually got it. That was fast. Thank you very much. So, yes, yeah. We did receive it already. Okay. And so we will go ahead and start optimizing your Facebook business page, and we will work on running your ads. So you will know once the ads is already running. We'll go ahead and notify you. For your website, do you have like any specific requests? Like say, for example, with them to colors, any color combination, or would it be okay with you if we go ahead and start creating a website? And then once it's live, we will go ahead and let you know so you can check it as soon as possible. And then if you you would like to get, you know, make revisions, you can let us know.
Okay, cool. As far as, So on the on my Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
you're able to see there's a logo already. That was done by the other company. I'm not sure mm-hmm. if you could like tweak it a little bit it's similar but not the same.
Similar but not the same. Okay, sure. I'll go ahead and ask our team. Let me check on the page. Let me just open it real quick. Oh, okay. How do you like us to go ahead and make your logo? Do you have like any specific colors that you wanted to change? Because this one is like somewhat a purple, dark purple, and then there's yellow as well, dark yellow. Do you want to change the colors? Okay.
I like the color format. The only thing that I was concerned was if there would be any copyright issues.
Copyright issues. I see. I gotcha. Okay. I'll go ahead and ask our team to create a logo for you. But with regards to the colors, no specific colors for you, right? You don't have any color that you wanted to, you know, use. And then somewhat we create something like this.
If we can keep the same color format, yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. So we have to keep the color.
I thought of, there's a couple. You see how the artistic work, There's the A like underneath, and then the W.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe we could just flip it to where the A is on top and the W is at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
That will be
let me
feasible.
Know. Okay. Okay, gotcha. I've noticed that one, and then we will be keeping the colors. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and request this one to our team, and then we will be sending you samples that you could choose from. And then if you wanted to, like say, for example, you're not satisfied with the logo that was created for you, please feel free to let us know so we can go ahead and make revisions to it and create a new one.
All right, cool. Sounds good.
All right. Alrighty, thank you. Do you have like any other questions for me before I go ahead and let you go?
No, ma'am. You answer all my questions.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, Giovanni, please keep your. Oh, by the way, because we will be like we will go ahead and create your account, like make edits to it. Do you have like any preferred time that we can call you, or because we are open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, is it okay for us to call you anytime whenever we are open, just to, you know, make a say for example, while we're working on different things, we'll be like having questions with you and clarifications. Is that okay if we call you during our whenever we are open?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. I'll go ahead and update your information here. And yeah, we will go ahead and keep you updated while we're working on your account. Thank you so much,
Giovanni.
All right,
cool. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.